AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. New York Attorney General Letitia James pleaded not guilty in a mortgage fraud case in Virginia pushed by President Trump. James is accused of lying on mortgage papers to secure favorable loan terms. She made her first court appearance in Norfolk. James says this case isn't about her, and the justice system is being used
as a tool of revenge and a weapon against those individuals who simply did their job and who stood up for the rule of law.
James won a staggering judgment in New York against President Trump in a lawsuit alleging he defrauded banks by overstating the value of his real estate holdings. The Pentagon is sending an aircraft carrier to the waters off South America in the region's latest military buildup. The AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
Defense Chief Pete Hegseth has ordered the USS Gerald R. Ford and its strike group to the region from the Mediterranean. It's a major escalation in an area that's already seen an unusually big U.S. military buildup, both in the Caribbean Sea and off Venezuela. The administration says it's aimed at fighting drug trafficking into the U.S. Hegseth earlier today announced a 10th strike on a suspected drug-running boat. Yesterday, President Trump said the administration would brief lawmakers about the operations, but rebuffed calls from both parties to seek a formal declaration of war from Congress.
I think we're just going to kill people that are bringing drugs into our country. Okay, we're going to kill them. You know, they're going to be like dead.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
A new AP NORC Center poll shows President Trump's favorability has fallen among Hispanic adults since the beginning of the year. President Trump says he's ending trade talks with Canada over TV ads about tariffs. He calls it egregious behavior aimed at influencing U.S. court decisions. This is AP News. Turkish officials say a rubber dinghy with 18 migrants sunk in the Aegean Sea,
leaving at least 14 dead. Two people survived, including an Afghan national, while search and rescue efforts are underway for two others still missing. An official statement said the dinghy began taking in water shortly after departing from Bodrum, a coastal town popular with tourists in Mughla province. It said one survivor swam for 6 hours to reach the shore, while another was found on a nearby island. Four Coast Guard boats, a diving team, and a helicopter have been deployed to locate the missing migrants. It was not immediately clear where they were attempting to reach. But Greece and its islands are a major entry point into the European Union for people fleeing conflict and poverty in the Middle East, Africa, and Asia. Many attempt the short but perilous journey in small boats and dinghies, often in poor conditions, so fatal accidents are a common occurrence. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.